Our DNA is both in time and outside it. It is in time because all bodily processes are subject to cycles and rhythms. Yet 99% of your genetic material lies dormant until it needs to uncoil and create a mirror image of itself. How does an inert chemical decide to wake up, and when? For a child to lose her baby teeth and replace them with adult ones, DNA has to know a great deal about the passage of time. Death itself may be coded into our cells. A tribe of mostly young childbearing members would be able to fight and gather food better than one burdened by old people. How does DNA have any sense of time? It lives in a purely chemical world surrounded by molecules that float by. Cells stand at the forefront of life, storing no more than 3 seconds worth of food and air. Researchers can isolate those enzymes needed to trigger any given process in a cell. This doesn't really tell us who decided to send the messages in the first place. Ultimately, all messages are sent by DNA to itself. Looking outside our bodies, one can assume that DNA had to evolve in a random world. Except for the rotation of the planet and the change of seasons, DNA wasn't exposed to a world of precise timing. Yet when DNA took the immense step of learning to reproduce itself, a mastery of time came along. Bits of nucleic acid learned to read a watch down to thousandths of a second, and no amount of trauma from the outside world has made a dent in that ability. DNA's mastery of time is woven into the texture of life itself. Having seen this, the leap into synchronicity is not far. We only need to add the subjective ingredient: time has been ordered to benefit me, not just for my genes. A friend of mine was stepping onto a bus one day, wondering if he should heed the advice of a certain spiritual teacher, when the man ahead of him turned around and said, "Trust him." Ultimately, we would have to say that we are really communicating with ourselves. The whole is talking to its parts. Synchronicity steps outside the brain and works from a larger perspective. In spiritual reality, literally everything happens because it is meant to. The world is a meaningful place. Everyone is working out their life's purpose. At synchronous moments, you get a peek at just how connected your life is, how completely woven into the infinite tapestry of existence. Like our DNA, we have always flowed with the river of time and sat on the banks observing it simultaneously. Time captures our attention and pulls us into its web. When we consider that we might be weaving the web, the possibility opens that God is sharing this task with us. Every aspect of creation requires us to be a co-creator, and this notion makes intimacy with God more and more likely. As we have seen, the things in the material world turn into phantoms the deeper we go into the unmanifest domain. Time is no exception. When the boundary of time dissolves completely, it is possible to experience clairvoyance or the ability to see into the future. The clairvoyant is experiencing an unreal visual state, yet the vision happens to come true. How can a purely internal firing of neurons match events that have not come to pass? I know of clairvoyants who give accurate images of a future mate or the outcome of a lawsuit, down to the exact timing of a judge's rulings. This accuracy gives serious pause. It implies that there is more than one way for the future to flow into the present. It can choose those who will see and those who will be blind. We may be choosing not to be clairvoyant so that our belief in a hidden future is confirmed. There are no definite events, no river of time that flows from past to present to future. What exists are infinite choices within every event, and we determine which select few are going to manifest. In the clairvoyant's vision, the future has two locations, here and later. He can choose which one to participate in. Those of us who accept a simpler world in which the future has only one location, later, are showing a personal preference. we are not obeying an iron law. Time dictates that first one thing happens and then the next without overlap. You cannot be a child and an adult simultaneously, except through clairvoyance. Then the leaking of one event into the next is allowed. Our DNA has to be clairvoyant. The first fertilized ovum contains a map of the future imprinted in invisible ink. In general, the highest purpose of clairvoyance may be to give us a glimpse into the mind of God, because a divine mind does not recognize past, present, or future. This is the ultimate mystery of clairvoyance. Any moment, whether now or later, is a doorway into eternity. I believe that prophets live in this expanded space as well. We can begin to understand how this works only by our knowledge of quantum reality, for there all light is born. Energy is not separate from space-time. They form one tapestry. The astrologer goes a step further. He breaks the entire cosmos down into specific kinds of energy as they apply to human existence. The concept of information embedded in energy isn't totally alien outside astrology. To a physicist, information is pervasive throughout nature. The specific frequencies that make gamma rays different from radio waves all form a kind of cosmic code. It is the information embedded in energy that allows us to build electrical generators, radio beacons, and so forth. Without that coded information, the universe would be a random vibration. In India, a detailed system of astrology called Jyotish, the Sanskrit word Jyoti means light, asserts that the information coded into energy has human significance. The future is spelled out in light. Photons actually speak to the astrologer, forming exact patterns that will emerge eventually as events in time. If I were to go to Banaras and visit a Bhrigu reader, a type of astrologer, the test of his authenticity would be that my chart would be waiting for me, detailed down to the minute that I crossed the doorstep. To be able to cross the boundary of time, or to speak the language of light, tells us that even our most basic assumptions are open to choice. Awareness is all. The past and the future are distractions, pulling us into an abstract mental state that will never be alive. Once awareness is willing to expand, you can dive infinitely into this moment. If we experience our minds as multidimensional, we will get closer to God's mind, which is all-dimensional.